Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
You're saying I'm calling customer service. I was just wondering what the name of this company was.
Call Solutions.
Call Solutions?
Yes.
And what is Call Solutions?
We're a third-party calling center. We do customer service for multiple online-based companies.
Okay, so my mother is elderly, and she's receiving a number of pending charges on her account, and she does not know what this is all about. So she's asked me to call. So I'm not sure that whatever organization that you're representing even has any information pertaining to her zip code or anything. So I don't know how to proceed. So what information do you need to see if she has something in the system?
The zip code?
12180.
Thank you. And can I have her first and last name?
Donna White.
Thank you. That was Donna White.
Yes, the name is Donna White on this charge. These charges.
Okay, do you see the date of the charge?
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
It says May 3rd at 1:48 in the morning.
Okay, I don't show anything for that name under 12180, and that's the shipping zip code.
Well, again, she hasn't ordered anything, so she's not sure why her card is being charged, and it shows up on her bank account with this phone number. So that's where I'm at.
Yes, sir. So that was her shipping zip code?
That is her mailing address zip code, yes.
Okay. The only white I see in our system is a chili white, but I don't think that belongs to her.
Okay, that is my mother. So chili white is her nickname.
Could you please verify the mailing address on this account?
12 Conway Court, Apartment 5E.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, on this account, I see that the charge is for the Bites Hub meal planning app subscription.
You said it's for a meal planning app subscription?
Yes, sir. It's an app that shows healthy recipes and planning ideas to cut on carbs and sugars.
Do you know what the name of the app is?
Bites Hub. That's spelled BitesHub.
Okay. So I know that something that happens on her phone is she gets all of these ads that pop up when she's opening her email, and I'm wondering if it's somehow she's not understanding it and she's installing it. So short of me talking to her, I don't want to take any action right now to cancel or get a refund, but I may call back after I speak with her because she may not realize she's, you know, got early onset, atrophy, and I don't know if she remembers this whole situation or if she did actually download this. So, but she's messaged me saying she's got these charges she doesn't recognize, and I checked her email and there's no email associated with this charge either. Do you know I know you said you're the third party. Do you know what system that this was purchased through?
As in which company it was purchased through?
Yeah, I'm just not sure how this charge gets processed. Like, I checked her phone. I don't see any purchases made on her phone through any
Okay, so the Bites Hub meal plan is added on as a part of a contest entry. The customer has to be enrolled within the Bites Hub meal plan subscription to be enrolled in a contest entry. The contest entry is a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, so she entered a contest for a KitchenAid mixer, and to enter that contest, she had to subscribe to something?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I will speak with her on this, and what are your guys' operating hours?
We're open 24/7.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I will probably call back. Thank you.
Thank you for contacting us.
Sure. Now, after I call her, if this is something she does not want, does she need to cancel this through you guys, or does she need to call her bank?
She can cancel through us.
Okay, so I'll call you back here in a little bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling Customer Service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.